Good morning. Welcome to Shattering Myths, the program that's devoted to those of you who, like me, have come to realize that all of the world's religious, political, economic, military, and media institutions are corrupt, counterproductive, rotten to the core, irresolvable. I am Yada. Our number, if you'd like to join us anytime over the next 2 hours, toll-free, 877-300-7645. Well, today you can use your cell phones. Yippee. Yeah, you might say, I've been using my cell phone. What's the big deal? Well, today, allegedly, it would be illegal, not that it wasn't also illegal yesterday, for the NSA to spy on your use of your cell phone. The megadata that Eric Snowden exposed, the megadata collection where the NSA tracks every cell phone user and every cell phone call, is now illegal because the Patriot Act provisions that allegedly set the illegality, the unconstitutional nature of the cell phone collection megadata into place, was not resolved by the U.S. Senate.
So is that the same program that the FBI said never led to any meaningful information or arrest?
Yeah, that's the same one. That's the same one that they actually claimed prevented one potential terrorist act in the United States, hoping against all hope that you wouldn't actually look it up. That was the one where the CIA dual agent working for a derivation of the ISI and Taliban perpetrated a heinous terrorist attack in India while on the U.S. payroll. And we claimed that was a success.
This is the same one that Snowden told us about that made him a criminal.
That made him a fugitive. He's not a criminal in my eyes. He's a hero in my eyes. But yeah, the one that made him a fugitive. It's the same one that was grotesquely unconstitutional and secret. And it's the one head of U.S. Security, Jim Clapper, I think is his name, perjured himself before Congress and said, no, we're not doing any of that. And then, a week later it was shown that they were, in fact, doing all of it, and he has not been arrested, indicted, or tried for perjury. That's the one.
Oh, all right. Well,
yeah. So the legal authority, this is really funny, it says the legal authority for U.S. spies agencies' collection of American phone call records and other data, which other data would be the entirety of your use of the Internet. And they're only tracking you via your text, via your emails, via your clicks on what you're seeing on the Internet and on your cell phone. Besides that, they're really paying no attention to you at all, except for the fact also that if you do anything that is out of the ordinary with your savings accounts, your banking accounts, or your credit card, they will track you using all of that, too. And it's just so funny. They wrote, the legal authority. There's no legal authority. It's unconstitutional. How can you have legal authority to do something that is blatantly unconstitutional? Well, anyway, they say that it expired at midnight on Sunday. Use your cell phones, folks, willy-nilly. Go click to your heart's desire on the Internet today because you're free. Free at last. After a debate pitting Americans' distrust of intrusive government against fears of a terrorist attack, the Senate voted to advance reform legislation that would replace the bulk phone record program revealed 2 years ago by former National Security Agency contractor Eric Edward Snowden. You know, if you want to have all of the intelligence that is necessary regarding terrorist attacks, I have something for you to read. It's called the Quran. Just read the damn book. Don't even read the entire book, as IQI Rasuli tells us regularly. Just read the first 9 surahs. Call it a day. You'll know all you need to know. Nothing more needs to be said. Nothing more needs to be done. You know, if you want to dissuade terrorism in America or any place in the free world, simply distance yourself, your country, your politics, your economic, your military from Islam. Do exactly the opposite of what we're doing. Don't buy oil from an Islamic country because that money is used to indoctrinate people in Islamic mosques. Don't send off advanced military weaponry to Islamic country. Don't train Islamic troops. Don't empower them. Don't facilitate them. And declare as illegal the criminal enterprise that is Islam. It's not hard. It's really easy. And you don't need to violate the U.S. Constitution to do it. You say, oh, but we allow the freedom of religious expression. Yeah, but we don't allow the freedom of criminal expression. So when a religion is born as a criminal enterprise, when a religion is a death cult, when a religion exists to conquer the world violently, when the very edicts of that religion, at its very core, demand that those who are true to it are uncivilized, that they're criminals, that they're murderers, that they're kidnappers, that they're rapists, then at that point, you have all the grounds necessary without violating the Constitution to say, no, we're not going to tolerate this in our midst. It is illegal. It's criminal. Well, the Senate voted to advance reform legislation that would replace the bulk records program revealed 2 years ago by Snowden. But the final Senate passage was delayed until at least Tuesday by objections from Senator Rand Paul, a libertarian, Republican presidential hopeful, who has, this has fulminated against the NSA program as illegal and unconstitutional. Listen, folks, you would have to be so ignorant and so irrational to the point that you are a danger to yourself if you don't recognize and aren't aware of the fact that the NSA surveillance program is unconstitutional and thus illegal. And there is, this is not a question of maybe or grayness or did we, it's a question of are we as Americans willing to scrap the protections of the U.S. Constitution, to ignore it in the hopes that our government can really keep us secure. That's it. And if you realize that once you violate the U.S. Constitution in terms of protections, what is your government going to keep you secure from? It sure as hell ain't the government. And when you realize that the country, at the same time with the Patriot Act, created a national police force, and that that national police force is a national military, and that the enemy of that national military is you and me, and the combination of the corrupt nature of the FBI, the Department of Justice, the CIA, which tortures people, and the NSA, which wholly and completely violates the U.S. Constitution and then lies to Congress about doing so, that the whole thing is worse than a house of cards. It is an edifice from which there is no escape. That is your future. In addition, U.S. law enforcement and security agencies will lose their authority to conduct other, this says, programs. Those allow for roving wiretaps. Now, you don't need due process anymore. You don't need probable cause. You can have a roving wiretap aimed at, this says, terrorism suspects. Who's a terrorism suspect? I mean, really, how would you become a terrorism suspect? By being a good Muslim? They use the roving wiretaps for disposable cell phones. They permit authorities to target lone wolves. How are you a lone wolf when those who perpetrate these terrorist acts are part of the largest, well, the second largest religious movement in the world? At one point, 5 billion adherents. Suspects with no connection to specific terrorist groups, except the only terrorist group, Islam, and make it easier to seize personal and business records of suspects and their associates. Yeah, it's the government's ability to confiscate everything that you have, including your liberty, including free speech. I mean, if you're going to violate the U.S. Constitution on illegal search and seizure, why not violate it on freedom of speech? Still, eventual resumption of the phone records program in another form and the other government powers appeared likely after the Senate voted 77-17 to take up the reform legislation called the USA Freedom Act. Amazing. Patriot Act and Freedom Act. What are these buffoons label these things in this way that is so reprehensibly misleading? American patriots originally fought for American independence and liberty. The Patriot Act now turns America into a police state. It forms a national military inside of the United States, and a spy agency to spy on Americans. And that's called patriotism today, the inverse of what it once was. And giving up your freedom for a false sense of security is now called the Freedom Act. Rand Paul acknowledged this bill will ultimately pass. The Senate abruptly reversed course during a rare Sunday session to let the bill go ahead after Republican Majority Leader Mitch McConnell reluctantly acknowledged that Paul had stymied his efforts to extend the Patriot Act provisions. That's what the Republicans want. More war. More spying. More control. The very things Republicans used to oppose. Big government. Now they're the enemy of everything that you should hold dear. There was a time where you should watch out for those liberal Democrats. But now, those that would rob you of your freedom, those that would rob you of your constitutional rights, Republicans are leading that charge. McConnell, the Republican who wants to continue with all of the provisions of the Patriot Act, which created America's internal military, turned America into a police state, and it empowered the NSA and FBI to do all manner of things that are unconstitutional to rob you of your freedom and your constitutional rights. McConnell accused Paul, his fellow Kentucky Republican, and other Patriot Act opponents of waging a campaign of demagoguery and of disinformation based upon revelations from Snowden, who was last seen in Russia. Boy, that would be completely ad hominem. That's the best that McConnell, your leading Republican in the Senate, has to offer, is an ad hominem attack. And ad hominem means he's attacking the individuals and discrediting the individuals as opposed to dealing with their message. Now, the reality is that Snowden revealed facts. He revealed what the NSA was doing, not in his opinion, but based upon the internal documents between the White House and the security agency. That's what he did. He revealed the facts. There is no disinformation from Snowden. There's only accurate information. All of the disinformation has come from the U.S. Senate and from the White House and from the NSA itself. So what McConnell has done here is that it's okay for me to lie to represent lies and liars that are tracking your every move, who cannot be trusted, who perjure themselves, and yet who are held to an entirely different standard, which is no standard at all. The demagoguery is with the likes of James Clapper and McDonald, and the Abominator, and John McClown. They're the source of disinformation. Eric Snowden is a hero for all of those who like evidence and reason, who prefer liberty to tyranny. Several senators accused Paul, who was using the issue to raise, accusing Paul of using the issue to raise money for his presidential campaign. This is a quote from Senator John McClown. He obviously has a higher priority for his fundraising and political ambitions than for the security of the nation, Senator John McClown said. Great. So, giving up your freedom, allowing the U.S. government to wholly ignore and violate the U.S. Constitution is going to make you more secure. If giving up freedom and ignoring, even contradicting the law of the land, the U.S. Constitution, makes you more secure, I'm an elephant. And I'm going to fly through the end of my studio window by flopping my ears. It's astonishing that not only these political leaders are this disingenuous, this dishonest, this ignorant, this irrational, but that their verbal diarrhea plays across America. Today we learned that there are more Islamic State propaganda videos. I want to finish one that we were discussing at the end of last week, and then I want to share one with you that is even more repulsive. The Islamic State now is focusing on young jihadists between 8 and 15 years old, average age 10 to 12 years old amongst these jihadists. The articles, of course, say they are indoctrinating them in the group's extreme interpretation of Islam because the journalists writing these stories are nincompoops. They do not realize that the group is indoctrinating them in Islam. Full stop. They're reading the Quran to them. They're reading the Hadith of Muhammad to them. There's only one Quran. There's only one source of hadith that can be read to them that is deemed acceptable by all Muslims. That would be the Sirah. And to a lesser extent, the Tariq. That's it. All four sources of hadith all come from the same sources. They all say exactly the same thing. The only difference in the four sources is their arrangement of information. Some focus entirely on Muhammad, some the history of Islam, the other two on topics. But it's the exact same sayings from the exact same moron, Muhammad. Welcome back to Saturday Miss. I've been told now by two of our regular listeners that we're intermittent in our outbound communications, that the inbound stream to GCN is crystal clear, but outbound, the stream is intermittent. So we apologize for our technical details. I do want to continue the story, though, relative to the Islamic State training the children, because it's... More videos have emerged, and it's all over the news reporting agencies on this day. In this particular report, it was datelined Raqqa, where the Islamic State had been known to force parents to give up custody of their children. And if the parent did not want to give up custody of their child to them, they would behead the father. And then they would kidnap the child. So it's not a request. There's no free will involved here. It also urges parties to coax youngsters into the ranks, and if those youngsters don't want to come on their own, it kidnaps them. It does the same thing, by the way, and just in a slightly, ever so slightly different twist that America does with its military advertisements. You know, the force for good. Be all you can be. You know, join the army, a force of one. You know, it shows all of the accolades and all of the cool toys, and you get to go out and play soldier, and all of the really expensive equipment you get to operate, and then the fanfare of being a soldier in uniform. And so the Islamic State says, you know, you want to be a man, you want to be accepted, you want to make your parents proud, you need to become a jihadist at the age of 12 and be versed in the Quran and hold this Kalashnikov, become a suicide bomber for Allah and country. I want to finish this article, and I will share with you an article that I read in the LA Times this morning that was, such a heart tug article. It said everything about the U.S. military that I've come to know. And as parents, if you have a son or daughter in the U.S. military, you need to do everything you can to get them out. It may be too late. Two boys who said they escaped from the Islamic State in these child jihadist camps told CNN last year about ongoing intense training apart from friends and family. The Islamic State forced the boy, which they're calling Mohammed, which is probably his real name, into a training camp when he was 13. His father told CNN when he protested, the Islamic State threatened to behead him. The group also wouldn't let him visit the boy. For 30 days, we woke up and jogged. We had breakfast, and then we learned the Quran and Hadith of the Prophet, Mohammed says. The Hadith is a collection of teachings from the Prophet, and we covered that on Friday. The Hadith is all reports from Muhammad and his companion about their activities at the formation of Islam. The Hadith is a collection of the most despicable, most perverted, most violent, most criminal activities ever attributed to humankind. In the Hadith, you read about Muhammad engaging in rape, in pedophilia, in the slave trade, in kidnapping for ransom, in the enslavement of children, in the gang rape of women, of mass murder, of torture. It is a disgusting account of disgusting people and a disgusting man who should never be referred to as a prophet because he never predicted anything accurately, much less everything accurately. Then, after studying the Hadith and the Quran, which is, by the way, fundamentalist Islam. I mean, you'd think that this journalist would say, wait a minute, they were studying the Quran and Hadith. How could that be a radical or extremist interpretation of Islam when they're reading the only two source material books regarding Islam? There's only two sources of information about Muhammad and the formation of this criminal enterprise that is called Islam, the Quran and Hadith. There's nothing more to the religion than the Quran and Hadith. That's full stop. Nothing more. 100% that is known about the creation of this religion, about Muhammad, about the activities of the first Muslims, about what Islam represents. 100% of what is known is contained in the Quran and Hadith. And there aren't various Qurans and various Hadith to create a moderate or extremist view of Islam. There's only one. And you would think that by focusing on them, when the journalists heard that, they would say, well, this whole myth that the Islamic State has a different interpretation, an extremist interpretation of Islam, would have dissipated. But no. Lies are very effective with political correctness. Then we took courses on weapons, Kalashnikovs, and other light military stuff, says the 12-year-old boy. We saw a young man who did not fast for Ramadan, so they crucified him over the course of 3 days. A man who did not fast for Ramadan. And they crucified him for 3 days. Now, you tell me why the President of the United States shouldn't be impeached when he says that Islam is a great religion. You tell me, while the U.S. military shouldn't be disbanded for enabling the rise and success of the Islamic State, you tell me why there are still senators and congressmen in Washington who voted for the very things that caused this to happen. Why isn't there anyone in America, journalistically, politically, militarily, from any of our espionage agencies that's admitting, we blew this. We enabled this. We are continuing to enable it. So they crucified him for 3 days. And you want a mosque in your neighborhood? So they crucified him for 3 days. And you want to be tolerant of Islam because you know a Muslim and he seems to be a nice guy? They're experts on the Quran and Hadith. They live by the Quran and Hadith. And so they crucified him for 3 days. And we saw a woman being stoned because she committed adultery. Yes, she was raped by a member of the Islamic State. And the rapist was exonerated while she, as the victim of rape, was stoned. Yes, sir, not his real name, said at age 15 he spent a month without seeing his family or anybody he knew. He says the Islamic State fired at his feet and threatened to shoot recruits if they stopped any of their drills or studies. While Yashir endured horrific conditions, he said his work for the Islamic State made him feel proud, strong, and filled with a sense of purpose. Yes, because he was a jihadist in Allah's cause. It's the same mentality that is used of those who endure boot camp and specialized special forces training, and then lead parades while they are being extolled by the patriotic. A sense of purpose. Feel proud. Feel strong. So they crucified him for 3 days. So we stoned the woman. So we shot at the children's feet. Some children choose to join the Islamic State on their own. Children often see that being part of an armed group can give them a kind of respect or prestige, said the University of Gantz, Center for Children in Vulnerable Situations director. They might see that or might think that they have better opportunities when joining a group like the Islamic State, very much like the U.S. Marine Corps, Navy, and Army, lures young men, even young women, from their homes to be indoctrinated by them. Ishmael Beyeth travels the world to advocate for children, but his life was much more bleak. As a teen soldier in Sierra Leone, Beek achieved the rank of junior lieutenant. He received the luxury of his own tent after a contest. Each competitor was told to slit a prisoner's throat. Whoever killed first would win. Beth recalls in his memoir, Long Way Gone, Memoirs of a Boy Soldier. We were supposed to slice their throats on the corporal's command. The person whose prisoner died the quickest would win the contest. The prisoner was simply another rebel who was responsible for the death of my family, as I had come to truly believe. I grabbed the man's head and slit his throat in one fluid motion. His Adam's apple made way for the sharp knife, and I turned the bayonet on its zigzag edge as I brought it out. His eyes rolled up, and he looked at me straight in the eye before they suddenly stopped in a frightful glance, as if caught by surprise. The prisoner leaned his weight on me, and he gave out his last breath. Ishmael Beyeth. Ishmael. He was a Muslim. He was proud of it. He won the contest. Why do we tolerate Islam? A graphic mobile phone video obtained by the BBC. This is the article that I suggested we would promise that we would get to later this morning. Shows a militants from the Islamic State torturing a 14-year-old boy. The footage, filmed by a defector from the jihadist group, shows the boy being beaten while he hangs by his wrist. It's what Muslims do. They are especially bold when attacking those who are incapacitated. They slit the wrists, they slit the throats, I should say, of those who are tied hand and foot, forced to kneel down before them. They attack civilians. They kill women and children while claiming that they're honoring the Muslim women, protecting Muslim women from the infidels. And yet, this is the savages that they have become. They are terrorists in the sense that they attack the defenseless. This boy, defenseless, hanging by his wrist from the ceiling, was routinely, day after day, tortured by men who were armed to the teeth. The UN is accusing the Islamic State and other armed groups, other Islamic groups, it should say, in Syria and Iraq, of torturing and killing children. Children have been recruited and trained for use on the battlefield. Another teenager told the BBC that he fought and killed for al-Nusra at the age of 15. And then he switched to the Islamic State. He found that there were many 13-year-olds being educated in the Quran and Hadith by the Islamic State. The mobile phone footage shows Ahmed hanging a foot or so off the ground. He is blindfolded, and two masked men, dressed head to toe in black, pace around and in front of him. One has a knife, the other a pistol. The other strides around the room with an AK-47. They hung Ahmed from the ceiling by his arms, from his wrists, and then began beating him. He was 14 years old. They started lashing me. They electrocuted me. They tortured me until I confessed. His age, this article said, was unimportant to his torturers. The abuse lasted for several days. You see, the reason he was in this position is that two other Muslims asked him to put a bag near the Islamic State meeting place. Ahmed had been duped into planting a bomb. No, he had Muslims that were opposed to the Islamic State. That would be the moderate Muslims that America is training to fight the Islamic State. That those moderate Muslims that, I put in air quotes here, moderates, there's such thing as a moderate militant, these supposedly moderate militants that the United States is training to fight the Islamic State recruited this boy and equipped him with a bomb for the boy to go drop a bomb off at the headquarters of the Islamic State, because, of course, the moderate militants that America was training and equipping were too big a cowards to do it themselves. So they had this boy do it, and he was caught. That's the reason he was being tortured. They tortured him to find out who had put them up to that task. Well, if you think that it's despicable that the Islamic State would torture, electrocute, and whip this boy hanging from the ceiling for 2 days, then why don't you think that the American CIA is despicable? Because we did it for months. In fact, we went so far as to sodomize prisoners. That's what American CIA did. Why aren't you disgusted at the CIA? Why would there even be a debate as to whether or not the NSA and CIA can continue spying when America is guilty of this kind of heinous behavior? You know, be careful here when you, as an American, particularly if you're a patriotic American, show your disgust for the Islamic State. It's reprehensible, no question about it. But how is America any different? They pretend to be religious, this boy is now programmed to say, but they're infidels. Oh, yes. So he's not pretending that the Muslims who had him bomb the Islamic State were infidels. No, they're religious. But the Islamic State, he says, no, they're not religious because they smoke. They pretend to be enforcing the rules of Muslims, but they're not. They hit and kill people. Now, why don't you read the damn Quran? What do you think smite means? What do you think decapitate means? What do you think cut arms and hands and feet off on opposite sides, as it's depicted in the fifth surah, means? What do you think it means when the Quran says, inflict such a savage beating upon them that they may be warned? What do you think the Quran means when it says that Muhammad and Allah became victorious with terror? What do you think it means? From prison, Ahmad was sentenced to death, but his executioner allowed him to escape. Inside the self-declared caliphate, the Islamic State has ended secular education and instead created a military-style schools which indoctrinate children and train them to kill. How would that be any different than America recruiting a high school failure, someone who did not go to college, was indoctrinated in political correctness, lost the ability to be judgmental and discerning through high school, and brings them into a boot camp where they're indoctrinated and trained to kill? How is that really any different? And how is it that we're not smart enough to realize that there is no secular education in a country dominated by Islam? As the Islamic State propaganda video shows, children, barely teenagers, are undergoing drills and learning to shoot. It also shows them praying as Muslims. It also shows them learning from imams what it means to be a Muslim. Children are shown beheading videos and also taking part in mass murder. Khalid, not his real name, is now 17. Just barely 2 years ago, he fought and killed for the Al-Qaeda affiliate in Syria, the Al-Nusra Front. Later, he joined the Islamic State. He has since defected. But for him, entering battle was a rite of passage to manhood. He said that children were being specifically trained to fight. We'll return after the news and commercial break.